Hockey and figure skating have been on hold since March, but Northtown Center at Amherst has reopened two of its ice rinks, but with restrictions.
We are scheduling rentals in 1 hour on, 1 hour off increments so that we have an hour in between rentals to sanitize areas used by our patrons, just to give everybody the safest environment we can.
Brad Waltz, recreation supervisor with the town of Amherst, says the use of ice is limited to skating drills and practicing skills. No hockey games or scrimmages are allowed. There's also a maximum of 25 people allowed on the ice, including coaches and instructors, and participants must come already dressed, as locker rooms are closed. Out on the Ball Diamond, the Town of Clarence Baseball Association is implementing numerous safety rules, including limits of two spectators per player, and as Board President Dan Brinkerhoff explains, people are urged to bring their own lawn chairs for social distancing purposes.
So if you bring your own lawn chair, you can spread out. All our fields are set up that you can sit around the fence in the outfield, down the third base, the first base, or even behind home plate. So there's plenty of room.
The first baseball was already played just 1 minute after midnight Monday morning. Brinkerhoff says the town lit up one of its fields so that Clarence High School seniors who lost their varsity season could get one last time together.
And we were going to do it, but we couldn't use the school fields because everything was shut down. So we got permission from the town to do that game on their fields. And then the more we talked about it, we thought it'd be great to let them be the first game of the day. And we have lights on the one field here in Clarence. So, you know, the idea was tossed around to do it right after midnight. So that's what we did.
Softball, gymnastics, field hockey, rowing, and cross country are also allowed to resume play this week, though with health safety measures in place. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.